Another incredibly beautiful parable on the kingdom of heaven. If you're dry in your prayer and stuck in your prayer and it's not very exciting, I encourage you to pray with this for the next couple of weeks. It's chapter 22 in the Gospel of Matthew. And let it sink into you. It is a beautiful, rich parable on the kingdom of heaven. And I encourage this, dear faithful, whenever you hear Jesus say, the kingdom of heaven is like, I encourage you to hear this. A heart experiencing the presence of Jesus is like. A heart that's remaining in the risen Jesus is like. And so for that end, I have 3 points. The kingdom of heaven, the heart that abides in Jesus, may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. There was nothing, there was no symbol, no greater symbol for joy than a wedding feast. A heart in the presence of Jesus is called to joy. God is after giving us joy. If we don't get that, we don't get the central piece of the gospel. Everything about the Christian faith is about God trying to give us joy. So however we understand the gospel, or the cross, the end of it has to be about joy. Second, did you notice in this parable about the king throwing a wedding banquet for his son, there's no mention of a bride? That's odd. That would be uncomfortable for dad to throw a wedding feast for a son who doesn't have a bride. That'd be a bit embarrassing. The word church comes from the Greek word to be called. The church is the bride. Those called to this wedding banquet aren't coming as guests and onlookers. They are the bride to this son. There is no bride except those who come. The church is precisely the bride invited to this wedding banquet for the king's son. Third, this guy thrown out because he doesn't have a wedding garment. The greatest commentators I've read, dear people, is this person who wasn't prepared and suited for the wedding banquet did not come looking for his joy in the sun. Right, the bride has to say, the groom is my joy. That being with the groom is precisely my joy. Being committed and finding in this son my joy and being with this son as my joy is the wedding garment. And all of this is the fulfillment of this parable, is the Mass. The Mass may be likened to a king who throws a wedding feast for his son. And those called come as the bride to receive the son and find in him their joy. May we tell Jesus that's what we want this day.